कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे नमः ओम विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमति भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिन् इति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवीं गौरवाणी प्रजारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादि पाश्चात्यदेशधारिणे श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे सो वर्स 33 वी वर डिस्कसिंग यस्टरडे सदृशं चेष्टते सोस्याल् प्रकृतेर्ज्ञानवानपि प्रकृतिं यान्ति भूतानि निग्रह किं करिष्यति सदृशं चेष्टते सोस्याल् प्रकृतेर्ज्ञानवानपि प्रकृतिं यान्ति भूतानि निग्रह किं करिष्यति Even a man of knowledge acts according to his own nature, for everyone follows his nature. What can repression accomplish? So, we saw yesterday that Krishna says that even if one has studied all the Shastram, ultimately he will act according to his nature. According to his nature. Isn't it, Chesha? So, Svabhava vihidam karma, Krishna also says there, isn't it? That according to one's own nature, if when he executes his karma, that is called swadharma. What is that nature? That nature is according to the vasanas that has come through him. And that swadharma, Krishna mentions there, that swadharma or the karma that he executes should change. In other words, the svabhavam of a person can only be changed by swarupam, swarupa jnanam. Swarupa jnanam means knowledge of the self. Through knowledge of the self, one should remove his svabhavam, not otherwise. There is only way to remove it. And that Krishna calls it as karma yogam. So, nobody can do anything else apart from that. In other words, there is... important point Krishna mentions here, that everybody acts according to the system he is tuned. He is tuned to a particular system, and that's the way he will act. And that is his vasanas or prakriti, whatever that is in him. And even if he is knowledgeable in all the shastram, everything, still he will act according to his vasana, that you cannot change. So, saying that, we were talking about the examples in the Mahabharatam, isn't it? So many cases you will see there. Duryodhana was a personality like that. He was a knowledgeable person. Duryodhana also says that what I can do when he was instructed by... You may wonder why, how the war happened. How come Duryodhana could not understand what Krishna was saying? How come Duryodhana could not accept what Vidura was saying? Because in the Bhagavatam, it's all there, isn't it? Bhagavatam, and in Mahabharatam also you will see, Vidura goes there, gives very valuable instructions to Dhritarashtra and to Duryodhana. Duryodhana, of course, did not agree with anything what Vidura said, but Dhritarashtra agrees everything. And says, I can't do anything about it. That was Dhritarashtra's reply. But Duryodhana, on the other hand, initially he won't listen, but later on when Dhritarashtra called him and spoke to him about it, Dhritarashtra says, well, Duryodhana says, I can't do anything about it. He says, so he says here, Janami dharmam najami pravritti, that I know what is dharmam, but I am not able to do it, he says. My nature is like this. Janami adharmam najami navritti. I know it's adharmam what I am doing, but I am not able to come out of it. That's the way Duryodhana is saying. And somebody from inside is pushing him to act in that particular way. And the according, this is Duryodhana's argument. Duryodhana's argument about it. When somebody says like that, you can't answer that question anymore, isn't it? When somebody is saying like that. So, if you look into Dhritarashtra's words, that's more interesting. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, Dhritarashtra says this. When does he say that? Is when Krishna went back to Mathura with Akrura, isn't it? Krishna went to Mathura with Akrura. And Akrura was sent to Dhritarashtra by Krishna the day he arrived there. Akrura invited Krishna to come to the palace, to Akrura's palace, to home, and to accept invitation to accept his hospitality. But Krishna says, no, it's not the time. I'm busy till I have certain agenda here when I come. And they went and lived in the Upavanam. Upavanam means in a small forest outside the city limits, outside Mathura. They lived there. They stayed in that forest. Nanda Maharaj, all the cowherd men, Krishna, Balaram, everybody. And then Akrura's invitation, they didn't accept at that time. They told Akrura, well, come another time to the house. And Akrura was his uncle, isn't it? So he tells his uncle that, I have another important mission for you. Like you have done this work for Kamsa, you should go to Hastinapur and see the Pandavas there, our cousins. They are there, and see what's happening with Kunti Devi. Because inside, Krishna's plans were going on about Mahabharata war, even at that time. So he arranges everything and asks Akrura to go there. So Akrura goes there to see how Kunti Devi is managing her life with the children, five Pandavas. And Krishna also told them that you should speak to Dhritarashtra and to make sure that Kunti Devi is properly looked after. So when he went there to the palace and saw Dhritarashtra and Kunti Devi and all, Kunti Devi mentioned about the situation, what was happening there, that after Pandu's death, Dhritarashtra had completely gone in support of Duryodhana and not caring for any of the needs of the Pandavas. On the other hand, Duryodhana was getting really against the Pandavas, and there was enviousness about that also mentioned there. So at that time, Dhritarashtra talks to Akrura certain things. If you look into Bhagavatam, you'll see how Dhritarashtra replies to Akrura's request. Because Akrura says to Dhritarashtra that Krishna is not very happy about the situation, that Pandavas are not taken care properly, you should give them their kingdom, what they are entitled for, and leave them in a peaceful life, and it is your duty to look after them and all. sorts of a fatherly kind of instruction, he gave it to Dhritarashtra. Akrura gave that to Dhritarashtra. So, he says to him, Tasmal lokamimam rajan swapnamaya manoratham bhikshayam atmanalpanam samashanto bhava prabho. Akrura says to Dhritarashtra, therefore, saying about various things, he says, my dear king, this world is like a dream, maya, manoratham, in the mental chariot. See it like that and control your mind with the discrimination, proper discrimination, be peaceful and be equal to all. Supnamaya manoratham vichayam yatman almanam samaha shando bhava prabho. He said like that. So Dhritarashtra is answering that yadavadati kalyanim vajam dhanapade bhavan tathanaya na trupyami martya prapi yathamrutam. He says there, what my great soul Dhanapade Akrura is called Dhanapade. You are a great personality, and whatever you are saying is very auspicious to me, and it is the truth also. But even after that, some people who are never satisfied, even if they get nectar. Similarly, I am also not satisfied. And there is one verse here that tathavi sunrada somim hridinasti yade chale putranuraga vishame vidyut saudamani yatha. That because I am so attached to Duryodhana and the other children, that these instructions are not staying in my mind. They don't stay in my mind. And then he says here that Ishwarasya vidhikomno vidhunoti anyatha puman bhumer bharavadaraya yo avadirno yado kule. That who can go against Krishna's maya? Dhritarashtra is saying this. Who can go against Krishna's maya? And who has appeared in the Yadava, among the Yadava dynasty, to bring peace to this earth? To bring peace to this earth. And then he says, Yo durvimarshapataya nijamaya yedam srishtva gunan vibhajade tadanupravishta tasmai namo duravabhoda vihara tantram samsara chakragadaye parameshwaraya. He says, when you read all these things, you are amazed by Dhritarashtra's realizations. He is saying here, Yo durvimarshapataya nijamaya yedam, that one whose achindya, inconceivable power of maya, has created this, he has created all this srishti or creation, and sitting inside as the super soul, who engages everyone in karma and gives them the results of their karma, and nobody can understand him. Tasmai namo durava bhodam. Nobody can understand Krishna's leela or activities. Vibhajade tad anupravishtam. One who has entered into all this. Tasmai namo durava bhodam vihara tantram. Vihara tantra means this maya, world of maya, what Krishna is playing with. And no one can understand that. Durava bhodam, it's most difficult to understand. Vihara tantra, all his activities through these activities of maya. Samsara chakra gadaye parameshwaraya. And that personality who is responsible for this material cycle of birth and death, samsara chakram, which is going on in this world, and everyone is fallen into that, and the system is working in this way, to that Supreme Personality I pay my obeisances, he says. Who? Dhritarashtra is saying this. And that same Dhritarashtra is not able to listen to Krishna. So, yo durvimarsha padaya nijamayedam srishtva gunan vibhajade tad anupravishta. After using Yogamaya and creating this material world, enters into his as the super soul of everybody, and then engages everyone in all kinds of karma and gives them the results of their karma, and nobody can understand these activities of Krishna. And to that Supreme Personality, and who is also responsible for this material existence or the world of material existence called Samsara Chakram, to that Supreme Personality that I pay my obeisances. Dhritarashtra Maharaja is saying this. So, samsara chakra gadaye parameshwaraya. So, saying this, in other words, saying all these things, says to Akrura, I can't do anything about it. Put the whole blame on Krishna. And left it to Akrura to go back and say this to Krishna. So we can see here that Duryodhana's answer is that according to somebody is forcing me to do like this, I can't do anything about it. Dhritarashtra is saying this, that I have critically analyzed everything and I understand that Maya is doing this and nobody is unable to step out of this from the role Maya has given to everybody. And every one of us is Tasmai Namo Bhagavate. And he makes everyone to play like a puppet in this world to that Supreme Truth, I pay my obeisances. Who says our Dhritarashtra, and says Duryavabhodam. And Duryavabhodam Viharatantram. That means very, very difficult to understand what is causing all these things. Krishna's Viharatantram or playing potency is this Maya, Prakriti or material nature. Is Krishna's playing nature, playing, he plays with it. And in everyone else, inside, Krishna says, Dhritarashtra says, inside Duryodhana, he is like a Vihara Buddhi, that Vinasha Buddhi, in other words, that destructive nature, that intelligence is working. Krishna is working through him in a destructive way. And in everyone else, in different ways, Krishna is present in different intelligence, different kinds of intelligence. Make them to do and to think in a particular way, and inside staying as material nature through the vasanas, make them to play the games, what Krishna wants them to play. Nobody is independent. That's the main point. Nobody is independent. When we read Mahabharatam, or when we read Bhagavatam, we think, oh, why did not Dhritarashtra take the instruction and act properly? Why not Kamsa take the instruction and act properly? Or why not Duryodhana act properly? He should have known this. We all think like that, isn't it? But the important point here is that Krishna is a person who is controlling everybody and throwing us in different situations and making us to completely go along with the road that has been chalked out for us. We have no freedom to step out of it. We are completely in that system, what has been created, in that we have to accept. And doing all these things, Krishna does all these things and he leaves us all and goes away on his own without caring for anything. Krishna says, I've never done anything. Krishna says, I never did anything. Says, when did this happen? Krishna's argument, you have to hear about this. After Parikshit Maharaj was cursed to be bitten by the Stachaga snake, and he got bitten by this, I mean, he left his body in this world, his son Janamejaya asked Krishna about this, that why did you give so much trouble to my grandfather? That means Parikshit's father, and they all were killed in the battlefield, isn't it? Abhimanyu was killed, and you could have sheltered them, couldn't you? You could have, if you wanted, you could have protected them. You are the Supreme Truth, Absolute Person, Supreme Personality. Why did you give? They were all your devotees as well. They were all your Pandavas were the devotees as well, and you could have saved them in the gambling game, because that's where the whole problem started, isn't it? With the gambling. So at that time, instead, he could have saved them. Similarly, when Draupadi was disrobed, at that time, you didn't do anything in the beginning, isn't it? Krishna is saying there that I could have protected Draupadi, but first she looked towards Bhishma for protection. But Bhishma didn't offer. Then she looked at Dhritarashtra and Yudhishthira, Bhima, Arjuna, Nakula, Sahadeva. And looking at every one of them, Draupadi was looking for help before she started calling Krishna. So ultimately, Draupadi addressed Krishna's Dwaraka Vasin, isn't it? It is then that Krishna says that I had to start from Dwaraka to get there. But even then, Draupadi hasn't even realized that Krishna is not only a Dwaraka Vasin, he is also living in everyone's heart. Till that realization came, Draupadi wasn't given any shelter. So after everything was over, nothing was helping, then she says, Krishna Krishna Mahayogin Vishwatma Vishwabhavana. That only then Draupadi realized that Krishna is not only present in Dwaraka, he is present in everyone, within everybody, everyone's heart. So Krishna says, I waited till then, till she comes to this understanding. In other words, what Krishna is saying there is that I have the power only when the jiva or the living entity leaves its false ego. Till then, I will not step in that person's life. I will not step into that person's life. And I could only go to Draupadi only at the point when she gave up her false ego. Up to that point, she thought that she will get things done through this person. That's all false ego. That Bhishma will protect me, or Pandavas will protect me, my five husbands who are very powerful, they can protect me. Dhritarashtra may protect me. After that, that's all false ego's shelter. False ego takes shelter in all these things, like we all do, isn't it? We all take shelter in the family, society, friends, and everything is over, there's no shelter anywhere, then we go to Krishna for shelter, not otherwise. So the same thing, Draupadi did the same thing. So Krishna is saying, up to that point, I have to withdraw. I cannot get involved because her shelter is somewhere else. So I could have sheltered her, but she did not take my shelter up to that point. So when she took shelter, I entered into her protection. So similarly, as far as the gambling is concerned, I could have helped Yudhishthira, but somebody has, somehow or the other in his intelligence, he has concluded that gambling is Rajadharmam, that it's my dharma to gamble. This has convinced, Yudhishthira was convinced about that. That's first thing. So who taught him all these things? Krishna is asking this. In his own intelligence, he decided that as a king, I should engage in gambling. And that is according to the society. The social system was that you should gamble. So he got involved in that gambling. That's all right, Krishna says. Even then I gave him a chance. Even then I gave him a chance. So Duryodhana was very clever and smart. He said, I don't know how to play, so I will ask my uncle Shakuni to play. Same way, Yudhishthira Maharaj could have said, I can't play, I'll ask my brother Krishna to play. He didn't do that, did he? Instead, what did he do? He said, well, I'll play and I can deal with anybody. That was his ego, the ego inside Yudhishthira. So all, in every case you will see, said Duryodhana said, Uncle Shakuni will play. But he could have answered that, but he didn't answer like that. Yudhishthira Maharaj didn't answer like that. Actually, I was waiting for Yudhishthira Maharaj to say that, Krishna says. Because then I would have taught them how to play, Krishna says there. Then, with the first game itself, I would have finished the game there itself, he says. But if you start doing things on your own, this is what will happen. Krishna says to Janamejaya these things. Janamejaya asked this question, why Yudhishthira was not protected, why Draupadi was not protected, why Abhimanyu was not protected. So Krishna is giving the answer like this. Then if we also, in the same way, we try to play in this world on our own, the same thing will happen. We have to accept what it comes from that. Whereas if you allow Krishna to play this game, and allow Krishna to play, and if you stay behind, then things will happen in a proper way. Because we have started to play this game on our own, the result has come out like this. So, what made one to think that he should play on his own? That is his vasana. That is his vasanamayam. Vasanamayam. That is also Krishna. That's also Krishna. So according to the vasanas that has been created inside, accordingly, that is why Dhritarashtra Maharaj said here, Durvimarshapathaya. That's the word he is using there. Durvimarshapathaya. It is difficult to understand. That was the Dhritarashtra's conclusion. It's difficult to understand why it has happened. Uddhava was sent by Krishna, isn't it, to the Dhritarashtra, telling Uddhava to tell the Dhritarashtra not to disturb the Pandavas, not give them any trouble. And the Dhritarashtra says to him that, I understand everything what you are saying to me. It's clear to me what you are saying, but I am unable to do anything about it. Everything is clear. That's why he says, Tasmai namo Duravabhodha vihara tantra. Duravabhodham, very difficult to understand, he says. Vihara tantram, of the way, what game Krishna is playing. What game Krishna is playing. No matter how intelligent one is, if you start thinking about it, you won't get an answer to it. This is why, when we, in our life in this world, certain things happen. We keep on thinking about it. Why it has happened. In many instances, you won't get a correct answer why it happened. We notice that. In so many instances, when you keep on analyzing, why did this happen? Why did this happen to me? Sometimes we say like that, isn't it? Why did this happen to me? Why am I like this? So many questions come. So, actually, if you analyze it, you can see there that some unknown forces behind it making things to happen in that way. That is what the same thing is Dhritarashtra has put forward in this way. Tasmai namo Duravabhodha vihara tantra samsara chakra gadaye parameshwaraya. That's all he could say at the end. This is everyone's life. It's only Dhritarashtra's life. Every one of us, our life, if we keep on thinking about it, why did this happen like this? I thought that it will happen that way, but it happened in this way. All the time it's happening, isn't it? We started in the school days, college days, we thought, oh, we'll live good life, earn money, live well, be happy with family life, this and so many dreams came through the head. Tasmai namo Duravabhodha vihara tantra samsara chakra gadaye parameshwaraya. That's the answer to that. That somebody, but you come to realize it more later date when you look back and see that nothing was working according to the plan. Some unknown force was pushing you through the life from beginning to end. You are just being pushed like a puppet from beginning to end. That's all life is about. Tasmai namo Duravabhodham. Duravabhodham means difficult to understand. You can't put any logic into it. And this is everybody's life. You can talk any many big things. We glorify others, isn't it? Oh, he has done well in his life. He has achieved this, he has achieved that. All sorts of things. But Tasmai namo Duravabhodham vihara tantram. Vihara tantram means this tactical game what Krishna is playing with everybody. Samsara chakra gadaye. Because that is how samsara chakram, the wheel of cycle of material life goes on. Samsara chakra gadaye parameshwaraya. To that Krishna, there's nothing else we can do except to offer your obeisances to him. So, because he's sitting in everyone's heart and is making everyone to act in a particular way according to his vasanas, and that is also done by Krishna, the vasanas is created inside. So, where is the freedom? That is what he is saying here. So, vihara tantram samsara chakra gadaye parameshwaraya. So what can be done? This is what he has asked. And that is what Krishna is saying also here in this verse in the Bhagavad Gita. Prakritim yanti bhutani. Isn't it? He says here, Prakritim yanti bhutani nigraha kim karishyati. So from these examples you can understand that prakriti, material nature, is doing certain things through us. Through us it's being done. That's all, we have to accept that. Nigraha kim karishyati. Don't go against that. If you go against it and start operating in that way, you will fail. Because that force is too powerful. Nobody can go against that. The way prakriti material nature is working. That prakriti, it plays, and then in that case, what freedom have we got? This question will always come. Isn't it? When you say these things, people will ask, that means we have no freedom? Sometimes devotees ask this question, isn't it? How much freedom have you got? They want to know that. How much freedom? As it's a set rule like that. It's not a set rule. freedom can vary from one person to another, depending on his vasanas and his karma and his prarabdham, everything. It will be different. What Krishna says here is that only thing you can do is that instead of I am playing this game, Krishna is playing this game. If you accept that much, then that's the freedom you have. If you accept it that way, then it will not cause any confusion inside. All these different thoughts will go away. So, who has done like that? There is an example in the Bhagavatam who has done it very well in that way. That is Vritrasura. A demon has done that. Chitrakedu had to come as Vritrasura, isn't it? In the Srimad Bhagavatam, you know that story. In the sixth canto. So, when he came as Vritrasura, Vritra was a demon. Demon means he's an asura, he was actually. And he's fighting with Indra. And Vritra was a jnani at the same time. And a devotee as well. If you look into Vritrasura's life, you can see that. He was a great devotee, isn't it? In the battlefield, he's preaching to Indra about Krishna. He's saying. So, and his role as an asura was the most difficult role to play. For him to play. But in that role as Vritrasura, he is staying as a devotee and a jnani and a realized soul. So what it means is that, what we have to look at is this. It doesn't matter what role has been given to us in this life. Krishna has given us. It doesn't matter. Whatever role it may be, even there we can cultivate knowledge and devotion. Cultivate knowledge and devotion. Only thing is, I am the doer, I am the enjoyer, if we leave that behind. If we leave that behind. That's what Vritrasura has done. Vritrasura, if you remember that he had... Vritrasura's surrender is so interesting to watch. When Sri Parvati cursed him, if you look at his answer, what he told Sri Parvati, my dear mother, that some prarabdham I had to become a demon, and I am not asking for any forgiveness from you. My dear mother, I am not asking for any forgiveness. Because Sri Parvati felt bad after cursing him. That Lord Shiva didn't say one word, kept quiet. And Sri Parvati saw him, and seeing his little arrogance, cursed him to become an asura, isn't it? Chitrakedu. Chitrakedu was cursed. And Chitrakedu says to... And then Sri Parvati suddenly realized that it was gone a little too far. So she says to him, you can ask for a boon, how to get released from this curse, from Vritrasura's body. She could have done that. She could have given that to him. But he won't ask. He's saying that I have some prarabdham go through that body, so I don't mind. Whatever I have to go through, I'm willing to accept. And that amazed even Lord Shiva. He says, look at the devotee, Krishna's devotees, how powerful they are. They look at their strength inside. And similarly here, Vritrasura in the same way, then he says to, after he gets his Vritrasura's body, Chitrakedu, who is a devotee inside, body-wise, asura. And he says there, that, aham hare tava padayega moolam. In the battlefield, he is praying to Krishna. Because inside is devotee. Outside body is a demonic body. Huge body of Vritrasura. Says, aham hare tava padayega moolam dasanu daso bhavidasmi bhuya. That only thing inside is burning desire to go back to Krishna. He says, life after life, let me remain as your servant. So, manasmare asupade gunamste grinidava karma karodu gayam. Then there is a few prayers. Na nagaprashtam, na japaramishtam, na sarvabhavam, na rasadivatyam, na yoga siddhi, abunarbhavam va samanjasatva virahaya kankshe, ajadavakshamiva madaram ghaga tanyam yatha valsadara chudhartha, priyam priyeva vishudam mishanna manu aravindaksha dadrukshade tvam. Saying like this, so many things he says in the Bhagavatam, you can see very famous prayers from Vritrasura. So, Vritrasura was staying in that role, but he was a devotee and a jnani. Body was like this. But he did not think about the body. He thought about the knowledge of the self. That was more important for Vritrasura. So, that's what Krishna is saying here. That staying in the position where we are, doesn't matter what body we have got. with the knowledge of the self and knowledge and devotion, wipe out this body one after the other. Get rid of this body in that way. Don't identify with the body and try to become perfect in the bodily level. That's Krishna's words. That's the point Krishna is making. Don't identify with the body and try to become happy within the bodily around it. Rather, on the other hand, cultivate, let the body do its part in this world, what it has to do in the material nature. Let it do it in that way. Leave the body, leave the mind to itself and the intelligence, the ego, everything. But come back to the knowledge of the self and be situated in that platform of the self, which Uttarasura has done very nicely in the Srimad Bhagavatam's pastime. So that is what Krishna is telling us. This is the swatandram or freedom what has been given to us. This is the only freedom that's been given to us. If we don't accept this, what Krishna is saying, then that is envy. That's envy. Then, so in other words, all of us are envious snakes, as this. Isn't it? From that point of view, we are like that. Because when we are not accepting what Krishna is saying, and we are not doing things the way Krishna tells us to do, still making our own ideas and plans in this world. And as I said before also, if we hear all these things and say, oh, this is all for Krishna, can say all these things in the Bhagavad Gita, but I have to look after my life. The moment we start speaking like that, that means it's envy. That's what Krishna's enviousness means. Not the other enviousness what we talk about in this world. Krishna calls this as enviousness, in other words. So, Vritrasura says to Indra, cut my body if you want, kill me, he's saying to him. Does anybody go to battlefield like this, standing there telling the enemy, you now can kill me now? Why is that? Because this is our understanding in Vritrasura, that clear in his head, this body is not everything. This body is not me. Although it's a demonic asura body, big body, huge body, everything. He says, this is not me. I'm not that. Because that knowledge is realized inside. And the bhakti inside, devotion, is craving for going back to Krishna. So self-realization has already happened to him. But the body has not left him. Vritrasura's body has not left him. So he's saying to Indra, Indra heard all these things from Vritrasura, Indra did not know what to do. Just imagine. He has won already, Vritrasura has already won the battle when he has spoken like this. Indra was an intelligent person. He had struggled a lot to get this weapon made to kill Vritrasura. Now Indra is feeling foolishness, seeing these intelligent words coming from Vritrasura's mouth. In the Bhagavatam, if you read all this, you will see so many interesting things like this. That the battle, he thought that he has to fight Vritrasura and kill him before he can get back his kingdom. And Vritrasura is saying to him that, Indra, you can kill me now. You want to kill me, isn't it? Kill my body, that you can do, that's no problem. We do that. And then Indra pulled back, saying, did not want to do it. Then Vritrasura felt that he knew that if he doesn't get killed, he cannot go back to Krishna, because Lord Sankarsana has initiated him before into the Brahma Vidya, isn't it? If you look before, you will see there, when he went to Shabda Brahma, Param Brahma, Mamobhi Shashwati Tanu, it says, Shabda Brahmam and Parabrahmam, they are two aspects of me, Balaram Sankarsana Murti says to Chitragedu, when he went to the spiritual world. But the vasanas have not gone away completely from inside. There is still some vasana which ended up in offending Lord Shiva later. So all that things, you know. So he says to him that he says here, Vritrasura says like this, no matter how great realized jnani you are, but this body is there, what can you do? And this is a demonic body, he says here. Therefore, it has its own vasanas inside. Some svabhavam is there inside. Its own svabhavam inside there. So, if you can cut this body into pieces, he says to Vritrasura says to Indra, if you can kill this body, I can also get back to that state where all the great sages go to, the Brahman realization states. But there's only a little obstacle to that. That is this material nature at the moment. He's saying, Rudrasura is saying this to Indra. He says, if you can just kill this body, I'm finished with this material nature. I can go where I want to go. So much freedom in his mind. He can see very clearly that material nature and its components like the body, mind, intelligence, I have to leave them behind. I can't be bothered about them. That is independence. That is the freedom we are talking about. So, Prakritim Yanti Bhudani. Prakritim, that's the word Krishna has used here, isn't it? Prakritim Yanti Bhudani. That means Prakriti is working through everyone's body, through everybody's nature. Prakriti is doing so many things through different bodies. Some body, Prakriti is giving a lot of good health, strength, and beauty and everything. Another body, it makes it sick, always miserable and all. Prakriti is playing its role with the body in its own way. You see, Jnana Margam and Yoga Margam, this and Karma Margam and all, only in Jnana Margam you will see this perfection of knowledge. Have you noticed that? Yoga Margam, no doubt, it gives you a great healthy life and it gives you a advancement in many ways in spiritual life. Knowledge is not 100% perfect there. Why is that? Because ultimately, Jnanam only tells you that this body you have to leave here. Don't try to think about keeping this body with you. Yoga Margam, Ashtanga Yogam, there is this difficulty that you are still trying to see if you can live a long life, healthy life, perfect life in this world for a long period of time. But ultimately you have to leave it here. That's why we say asanam, pranayamam, all these things, that's all good. It can help you in your progress in Jnana Margam to some extent. But Jnana Margam is important in the sense that knowledge of the self is the perfection of life. Knowledge of self is the perfection of life. So, or in other words, as a devotee, if you completely surrender to Krishna, this knowledge will come up inside. Even if he was, as Krishna said before, Durachari, isn't it? Abhijet Sudurajaro, Bhajadeimam, Ananyabhak, Sadhureva Samandavya Samyak Vyavasidohisa. Krishna says, even if he is particularly very bad, suppose he has surrendered completely to Krishna, that I don't know anything, I'm completely helpless in this world, I'm just taking your shelter, there's nothing I can do. And in that way, if you surrender to Krishna, then at least then he will also have this peace of a jnani. You will experience that. In other words, surrender means what? I am the doer, I am the enjoyer. Giving up. That is surrender. I am the doer and I am the enjoyer. When you give up that is surrender. Otherwise, it's not surrender. Then what will nature to material nature? Material nature, what will happen? It's like this. Just like if you switch off the fan, for some time the fan will run, isn't it? After that, the fan will stop. So similarly, material nature will play with us for some more time after we have accepted that position. But all this power of the soul inside, power of the soul, it comes to the mind, it comes to the body and to the intelligence through the vasanas, but actually through the false ego. Actually through the false ego. The power of the soul is received by the body and the mind and the intelligence, comes through the vasanas, but actually the medium, the force behind it is the false ego, ahangaram. Ahangaram is the false ego. Once that false ego is withdrawn, due to the speed of the previous activities, it will continue to keep on doing for some more time. Some more time it will keep going. It will keep going. At that time, our intelligence, which is influenced by Maya, will say to us, look, I have given up everything, but still I am getting trouble. I have surrendered to Krishna. I have done everything, but still why is it happening? This is coming from the effect of Maya on the intelligence. Then we will also ask the question, can we give up everything like that? What will happen if we give up everything? And if you live with patience, if you live with patience and tolerate it, after some time you will see this fan will stop. This wheel will stop. For one who has surrendered like that to Krishna in that way, the fan will stop after a little while. It takes time, little time. Often in spiritual life when we come to, the surrender is the key thing. I mentioned this before. Shraddha is the key thing for knowledge. Surrender is the key thing for bhakti. We have talked many times this. This one point we must always remember. Two parts doesn't matter. One is Jnanamargam, other one is the bhakti process. Jnanamargam becomes perfection in Shraddha. Bhaktimargam becomes perfection in the Sharanagadi, in the surrender. Isn't it? So, whatever you may do through the process of knowledge or process of surrender, in either process, now and then we will have trouble. We will have trouble. You may have surrendered, but suddenly this false ego will come back. You never know. You may have a lot of realization. This is spiritual life. This is how spiritual life, bumpy ride it is all the time. It's a very bumpy ride. You keep on surrendering and you keep on, false ego comes back again. The moment you come, false ego comes back, you feel depressed. You feel that, oh, sometimes I had some nice realizations, some nice understanding of things, it's all gone. Again, I've done so many foolish things afterwards. Again, you come to realize, again you start controlling your thoughts and controlling, becoming more surrendered to Krishna. This way, this process goes on and on. Why is it like that? Because this is the process by which Krishna makes us, just like the on the anvil, they put the heated, the iron, they keep on smashing it, isn't it, to get the shape you want it. Similarly, we also need to become some maturity to come in us about the life. In order to become that maturity, he'll put us through all sorts of fire and all sorts of experiences, and so that we become pakvam. Pakva means that matureness will come inside. And some more the distress comes in that way, you can take it, Krishna is keeping an eye on our progress. And more happiness comes in this world, sensual happiness, you can see it's towards destruction. It will only cause more ego to develop inside. So Krishna says here that, whatever we are doing after we have surrendered, still sometimes mind may go in sense enjoyment or making plans. That's coming from the habit, what we had before. So for some more time, prakriti, material nature will keep us rotating in that way and it will come to a stop automatically. So the first thing what Krishna has spoken, what's the direct path? That what he's saying here, that give up this, I'm the doer, I'm the enjoyer. That's the first thing. It says direct path. And then hand over the doership to Krishna. Kartratvam to Krishna, rather than taking it upon ourselves. Saying to Krishna that I am the machine, you are the operator. And according to you, you are operating me, I'll move in this world. And we have to keep saying this to us all the time. We have to keep saying this to us all the time. Not to say to others. We tell everybody else, I'm saying like thinking like this. We don't have to say to anybody that what you are thinking about. But to yourself, you have to say this, that I'm just a machine, Krishna is the operator. Through this body, it is happening like that. So saying this, you have to operate in this world. But if you abuse this understanding, that's also wrong. Suppose I get somebody on the street and give him a good smack and tell him, Krishna wants me to smack you. Krishna is doing this through me. Then you have to accept the result also from that. Isn't it? Sometimes people abuse everything in spiritual life when they comes to, isn't it? This tendency is in everyone. That's because the proper understanding is not there. So if you do that, he'll give it back. And if we say to him that Krishna has beaten you now, I beat somebody and say, Krishna has beaten me now, we should be ready for to receive the result also. We will give interpretation like that to everything, isn't it? This is always happening. We give interpretation to everything. It's very difficult sometimes to get the message through to some people. Sometimes it's very hard. Because that is also, Krishna said before, this misinterpreting things in a particular way that suits them is also enviousness. So part of that envious nature, the resistance from inside is coming like that. Sometimes you don't know how hard it is. When you say certain things from Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, some people misunderstand so much that they say that, oh, he's criticizing the authority, he's criticizing the management. I have to face this sometimes so often. One person phoned me yesterday and told me this, that, you know, somebody has told him that I'm criticizing the management, I'm criticizing the sannyasis. What am I supposed to do then? Because people are conditioned in one way to think that there is an organization, there are personalities in there, it's a structured form. I have a complete 100% faith in that institution. And I'm ignoring everything what Shastram is saying. I put all my faith in the institution. Institution is driving and that should be perfect. It cannot be wrong. I'm not blaming that person for that. What I'm saying is that so much affected by these things that they lose this important factor that what Krishna is saying is the important thing, not what the institution is telling me. If that is matching with Krishna's words, this is correct. That's correct. If that's not matching with Krishna's words, then that is not correct. Then they are finding it difficult to accept it. Because it's come from institution, it must be correct. That's not right. You have to check that with this, Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. If it is matching with this, then that's correct. If it's not matching, that is wrong. You have to say that, isn't it? So that is what the important point here is, that Krishna is saying here that this happens in all religion. That is why sometimes presenting the truth is, you can lose your life also because of this. It happens that way. Sometimes it turns out in that way. Jesus Christ says in the Bible also this, if somebody smacks you on one, show the other cheek, isn't it? It's a famous thing. So one priest was speaking like this, that Jesus has said like this and all that. And there was all the whole group of people were listening to him. So one young man in that group, he says, he's talking all these big, big things. Let me try it out on him. He says, so what he did was, as soon as this sermon was over, the priest came out. So this young man went and gave him one good thing, one on his lap. So the priest also accepted that and he showed the next one to him. So he gave it one on the other one also. Then immediately the second one was done, the priest jumped up on him and gave him a good punch to this man. So he says to him, this person who was listening, he says to the priest, you are giving all this lecture, you show one cheek, first somebody smacks you on one cheek, show the other. He says, I have done that. But Jesus has not said after that what you have to do. So I've done that now, he says. So this is how you can misinterpret things, isn't it? So only Jesus said you show this cheek. If somebody smack you on this, show the other one. But after he has smacked on this second one, what you have to do, Jesus hasn't said anything. So I've done that, what I want to do. So the priest got on to him and gave him a few good punches after that. So this is how Shastram is understood something. Shastram is sometimes very difficult, that people will misinterpret everything to suit their own ideas. So the thing is this, that so everything, Acharya's commentary is there. We will give a further extension of that commentary to everything. Our own commentary is when this our commentary starts, that's where the problem starts. That's where the problem starts. Prabhupada has given a certain commentary to Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam. If we stick to that, that's fine. But when we start giving our commentary on that, then the problem starts there. And that's what most of the time happens. Our own commentary starts there. And then the difficulty comes. If we accept this, that commentary. So such a buddhi, such intelligence is called kulada buddhi. Kulada buddhi means it's a prostituted intelligence which is prostituted. and there is no spirituality there. There is no spirituality in that kind of intelligence. That means doing things according to your desires and thoughts and giving a spiritual twist to the whole thing. And there is no intelligence there. This we have to be very clear, this one point, because it can always happen. People will always tell you so many things about different people, what they are doing and what they've gone wrong, why they can't accept it and all these kind of things. But, and they will keep saying this repeatedly, that, and they will tell others also, oh, he's not right what he's saying here, because he's not accepting the authority. What is this authority? There's only one authority, that is Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavad Gita. There's no other authority in this world. But that won't get into their head, because they are so much institutionalized by their thoughts and other things. But as we understand this principle what Krishna has spoken about, that Prakritim Yanti Bhudhani means mind, body, everything is Krishna's. And if we surrender that in that way, little by little, very slowly, some mysterious force will operate through us. That is Krishna. Krishna's mysterious force. And even if by chance we fell down into some sense enjoyment or something, then somehow or the other, slowly, Krishna will step in there. And little by little, that help is coming from Krishna. You will experience that. That is the point Krishna is saying here. Then you can also notice that even if we fall down, or even if some distress comes in life, from that distress, some knowledge will develop inside. And that is a success. That little realization that comes from experiencing that distress, or experience from that fall down in life, some realization comes inside, that is Krishna. Knowledge is called Krishna. Another name of the knowledge is Krishna. Krishna is not only the Murti that is standing in the temple. It is Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam is Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam Pratyaksha Krishna Mevahi. It is called, isn't it? Pratyaksha Krishna is direct, visible Krishna is Srimad Bhagavatam. So that knowledge will come to a person and will make a person more matured and more condition, more perfected in that way. You will see that perfection you will see happening with inside, within ourselves. We will see that perfection happening. So, to what extent we can tolerate this distress in this world, to that extent I'll get more matured in this world. So, there is prayers from the devotee that show that much mercy to me, that so much I can tolerate in this world, all the miseries and distress of this world, from the externally, and the problems of this body, problems of this mind, everything. To that extent, you should make me perfect, pakvam, or mature in that way, and accept me, and catch hold of me, and take care of me. That, and show that mercy to us. This is how the devotee has prayed. So, once a jnani instructed a person, that a devotee, he told him that be engaged in the self-realization process. Self-realization process is called Atmavijaram. Atmavijaram means absorption in the soul, in reflection on the soul. So the devotee says, I'm unable to do that. I'm unable to do that. I can't engage in the self-realization of the soul. I'm unable to do that. My mind is not tuned in that way. I have so many thoughts coming through and so many other ideas in my head, everything. So then the jnani told him, then you surrender, do Sharanagari to Krishna. So mind, body, intelligence, take it that it is all Krishna's, and take it that it is all happening through you, and always remember this. If you can't do Atmavijaram. Atmavijaram means reflection of the this Brahmavijaram, they call it, in other words, Jnanamargam, which is, if you can't do that, do this. Then always be conscious of this, that things are happening through you, through your mind, through your body, through your intelligence. If you can do that, and then he said, I am not able to do that either. So, first thing he couldn't do, second thing also couldn't do. So, then the jnani told him, you continuously pray to him to make you surrender. To pray to Krishna to make you surrender. Somehow invoke that force into your body and mind. Because this is Krishna actually. This mercy, what we say, is this. That Krishna's mercy starts flowing down. And allow that to enter into the body, enter into the mind, enter into your intelligence. And when the mercy comes from that side, flowing down, that is the best process. That is the best process. It's the easiest process. If Krishna's mercy starts coming down, all other things, it has to go from here to the other direction. Isn't it? That if you say alpavijaram, means it's a difficult process. Everybody cannot continuously do that. They follow in the process of reflection of the soul and reflection of and critically understanding, studying Shastram, constantly absorbing in that and constantly keeping the mind fixed on the truth, on the soul, and separating the body, mind, intelligence, everything away from that, and to be fixed in that consciousness all the time is not always easy. So that is a difficult process. But the next option is that to surrender, that I am not the doer, I am not the enjoyer, Krishna is doing through me. Krishna is doing through me. And to keep that consciousness and to live in this world in that way. That is the next option, which is Sharanagati, surrendering to Krishna. If that is also not possible, then the third option is that to leave the mind, body and intelligence to do what it is doing and continuously dependent on Krishna's mercy. But that is be Kriba Shakti. It's called Kriba Shakti. Krishna's mercy to coming down. So that means you need a very clean heart inside to without any cunningness or cleverness, things like that. It should not be there. It should be very simple heart. It should be a very soft heart inside to invoke that strength. And once you surrender unto that Kriba Shakti, Krishna's Kriba Shakti, that Kriba Shakti will get inside and make us realize that everything is done by the material nature. That's what it does. Once that Kriba Shakti comes inside, Krishna's Kriba Shakti or the power of mercy starts coming in, what it does is it makes us realize that everything in this world is happening by the arrangement with the material nature. And that conviction will come very nicely inside. In that state, senses will come into contact with sense objects, and the person who has surrendered or Sharanagati, once who has done Sharanagati, once who has done surrender, you will see this Sharanagati discussed in all bhakti literature, isn't it? Any bhakti literature, if you look, you will see there are three or four words repeatedly coming again and again. Have you noticed that? Pahimam, Pahimam, Pahimam will come. Rakshamam, Rakshamam, Rakshamam. Actually, it is very difficult to write, very easy to write some of these songs. You take some names, Rama, Krishna, Shiva and all that, and join these few words, Rakshamam, Rakshamam, it becomes a song straight away. Listen. So, Pahimam, Rakshamam and the holy names, if you add up all together, it will become a song, isn't it? So, in the same way, that just because we have surrendered, immediately we don't get liberated. We may think, now I have surrendered, what is the next thing? And I've not done anything from morning to evening because I have surrendered. I didn't do anything. So sometimes what happens is that inside we have somehow managed to surrender inside. We have taken Krishna's shelter, allowing Krishna to do whatever you want to do. We have thought and we have accepted that. Say, for example, we accepted that in that way. But there is an after effect of that. What is that after effect? After effect is this, that when you felt that you have surrendered everything, you will stop all the sadhana. Then you will go and sit in front of the television saying that I have surrendered everything now. There is nothing for me to do. I have done everything what I have to do. That is the danger. So, Ajari Swami says about this, very nicely says there, that Sharanagati, if you misunderstand Sharanagati, this is what will happen. You will say, everything I have left it, and then again the senses will go through the sense objects. In its own way, it will start flowing, and like the before. And very soon, that Sharanagati will also go. In the same way you have surrendered, that surrender will also leave you. And that ahankaram, the false ego inside, in a very extremely subtle level, very sushma level, and it'll come back, and little by little it goes through into television and all other sense objects. And if it start doing like that, then that Sharanagati is not Sharanagati. That's not Sharanagati. So, along with this Sharanagati, we have to do the sadhana also. Sadhana cannot be given up. But sadhana also has to be executed the way Krishna has spoken about it. That sadhana is also happening. Because constant absorption in spiritual life is important. You shouldn't separate material life and spiritual life. And that tendency for enjoyment has to leave us. Has to leave us. After doing Sharanagati, then you have to execute sadhana. To execute the sadhana. With Sharanagati, you should practice bhakti. You should practice bhakti, which we talked about yesterday. It was mentioned that, didn't I? That even while chanting the holy name, Krishna is chanting through us. It's happening through me. That means the surrender is always steady. Steady surrender. You shouldn't say that, oh, I've surrendered everything to Krishna, then I'm chanting my rounds. That attitude is wrong. That surrender associated with the sadhana in the proper way, like Krishna has explained there, that's the important. That is why that mamashrite yatandiye, Krishna says there, isn't it? Jaramarana mokshaya mamashrite yatandiye. Continuously taking my shelter, you should work. You should be doing things. Continuously taking shelter, you should be doing things. That means, while working in this world, while doing the sadhana, all the time the surrender should be there. Isn't it? While working in this world, the surrender should be there. While doing the sadhana also, surrender should be there. Both times. Both times. Otherwise, we will say, oh, while working, we will have the surrender. Sadhana, I am doing it. That thought should not happen. Sadhana is also happening because of Krishna's. Krishna is doing through me. And as I mentioned before, that if we chant the holy name in that way for a long period of time, eventually that chanting will happen without your knowledge. And that's called ajabajabam. Ajabajabam means this, that you are not chanting. Chanting is going on inside. The power of the holy name is like that. That without your knowledge, this chanting will continue. In the very early stages of the sadhana, we have these rules and regulations. Very early stages. 16 rounds and getting up in the morning, chanting them 16 rounds at that time and making sure that we have chanted 16 rounds. These things are in the very early stages. But as you advance and you understood the principle of chanting, and if chanting has become a accepted process of spiritual life inside, then what will happen is this chanting will become much more a natural process inside. It will never be again my number of rounds and counting and all that. That will leave at that time. It has to go at some point because you are not doing the chanting, because surrender has happened there. Proper surrender has happened. And that will, Krishna says, mamashrite yadandiye, continuously taking shelter, put your efforts. And in that course, in that way, the false ego will disappear. Ahankaram will go away. This is what effort means. Effort means that. That's all. There's nothing else that you have to do anything new at this point in time. But only thing is, you have to stay away from the negative influences. From the negative influences. Otherwise, what will happen? The sense objects will again take us back into the sense objects will take us back into kartrutva, will make us think that we are the doers. That's what the sense objects do. They'll make us to think again that we are the doers. So, even if you have not executed any sadhana, at least if you don't do activities which are against the Krishna consciousness, that will do the job. That will do the job. More than vihita karmam, nishita karmam. Two things, isn't it? Vihita karma means that is what is what one should do, vihita karma. Nishita karma means what is forbidden. And forbidden karma means it includes every sense gratification. That's all forbidden. So the strength comes from not from doing the vihita karma, but not by doing the nishita karma. You know, that is the important thing to remember. That we may say, I chanted 64 rounds in the morning. But the rest of the day, I was busy in watching the television or engaging in some gossip or in trying to extract some pleasure from this world. Krishna's point is, even if you don't chant the 64 rounds, if during the day you have withdrawn your mind from sense objects and kept in that Sharanagati consciousness, you have become made more progress than the rounds you have chanted. This is that point. So how important it is to do that Sharanagati in the proper way. That's the point Krishna is making here. That it is the power of withdrawing from forbidden Nishiddha Karma is 1,000 times more than power of doing the Vihidha Karma. It's 1,000 times more than that. Nishiddha Karma or forbidden activities, if you are able to pull out and very alert about that, if you can sit like this, that doesn't require a lot of effort in one sense. Because to stay quietly in one place and to live in this consciousness doesn't require much of a force. Krishna is saying here, once you surrender in your life to Krishna, that means Krishna is, as I mentioned before, what Sharanagati is, without kartratvam, without bhoktratvam, or accepting that Krishna is doing everything through me, I am helpless about anything in this world. If that Sharanagati happens, Krishna says, peace will come. Peace will naturally come inside. And again, there is a possibility that we may lose it. That Shanti, what we have, got it. Sharanagati is an inner force. Sharanagati is an inner force. But sometimes the outer force will move us in spite of this inner force inside. And therefore, important thing Krishna says here, that learn how to control your senses. And that is what is in the next verse. Indriyasindriyasyarthe Ragadveshau vyavastitau Tayorna vasamagachet Tauhyasya paripanthinau Indriyasindriyasyarthe Ragadveshau vyavastitau Tayor navashama gachet Tauhyasya paripanthinau Indriyas indriyasyarthe Ragadveshau vyavastitau Tayorna vasham agachet Tauhyasya paripanthinau. Translation: attraction and repulsion for sense objects are felt by embodied beings, but one should not fall under the control of senses and sense objects because they are stumbling blocks on the path of self-realization. Yeah. Sometimes when we read Bhagavad Gita, how careful we have to be in this world. This is the message. Yeah? The world is presenting one kind of knowledge to us. Krishna is presenting to us another kind of knowledge. Yeah? Totally opposite to what the world is presenting to us. So sometimes you don't know what to say to this world when you look at this world, what to say to this world. Because this is what is causing the problem. Like you can see how it affects everybody in this world, everyone. Nobody, including devotees, they are not exception to that. I was just saying that I had to go to hospital last few days and I was sitting there for hours together looking at this. So in the cancer department, all cancer patients are brought together and they've been taken to different consultants. There is one department for prostate cancer, one for breast cancer, one for liver cancer, and so many different consultants are working there. And so I was seeing that in the there's a lot of men sitting there. It's a radiotherapy department. There's all sorts of people there. So a group of men comes at a particular time. Loads of men there with cancer. And a lot of them have got this prostate cancer. And they are coming for radiotherapy and all other treatment, whatever that is. So one of the leaflets NHS has produced there, and it says there how not to get affected by this prostate cancer, how you can prevent it from that. After reading that, I got the shock of my life that this is what the government has got to offer. They say men are getting prostate cancer because they don't have enough sex life. This is the conclusion from that. Yeah? And can you imagine what Krishna says about all these things? Through Pururava story in the Agadisha Skandam, Ailagidam, if you read that, Krishna will say that Srinam, Srisanginam, Sangam, Titva, Durada, Almavan. If you want to advance in spiritual life, he is not blaming women or men. He says this association is what is causing the problem. When they come together, then the problem starts. On their own, both are good. Men are good, women are good. But Srinam, Srisanginam, one who is talking about women and one who is associating with women in that way. Sangam tektva, give it up, durada almavan. He should keep such a long distance from them if he wants to advance on the spiritual path. I was thinking, some of them were sitting, they were private patients, they were driven expensive cars and come there because private patients are also treated in this Mount Vernon hospital. They all come with their boyfriends or girlfriends or whoever is with them, and they are all sitting there very seriously reading all these things. But if this is the knowledge that is going in, what good is it at the end? So this is the world we are living in, I'm saying. How careful we have to be to take Krishna's word seriously, to escape from all this kind of influence. This is one instance. Think about the other things. Prabhupada wrote so heavily about certain things because it's coming from Krishna's Bhagavatam, Krishna's Bhagavad Gita. It's not coming from any Tom, Dick and Harry. It's coming from the source of the knowledge, yes. For writing that and distributing that literature, some devotees are not convinced that they are still the right thing. The result is that they started changing. We have to make it a little bit softer, they're saying. They're saying that if we say all these things in this part of the world, people will take it in the wrong way and they will not take us seriously, and therefore we will not say so many things what Prabhupada has written. So they started modifying that. Changes have happened. And I'm still told, you may have noticed this also, a major part of Prabhupada's conversations have not been released yet. It is still being kept in abeyance. Some people are keeping it. They are not releasing it. Why? Because they are saying that there are so many things in there which cannot be released. Prabhupada spoke the truth. What is there in the Bhagavad Gita? And what is there in the Bhagavad Gita? Because you are trying to present a culture which is coming from the Supreme Truth, and it will not be very palatable to many people because their sense gratification will be affected by that. So I'm just saying that at every moment you have to be so conscious about this. Doctors with big, big degrees and qualifications, they have come to such conclusions and they start forcing it upon you that if this is the solution to the problems of life, then it's not so bad that everything could be resolved in this way. Anyway, Indriya Sindriyasya Arthe Ragadvesho Vyavasthitau Tayorna Vashamagachel Tayohyasya Parivandhinav. Krishna is saying here that attraction, repulsion for sense objects are felt by embodied beings, but one should not fall under the control of senses and sense objects because they are stumbling blocks on the path of self-realization. So constantly senses are in contact with sense objects, isn't it? Sense are contact with sense objects. And as long as there is vasana inside, that even if you have surrendered, vasana won't go. You have surrendered, fine, that you have accepted what Krishna is saying. You're saying that Krishna is doing everything through me. I'm not the doer, I'm not enjoyer. Fine, that's fine. But vasanas have not gone yet. Vasanas are still there. Only thing what has happened is, when you have done sharanagati or surrender, you're not giving any more power to the vasana to act. That's what actually happens. You're not giving any more power. Previously, what was happening was, you were going along with the vasana, isn't it? But once you have surrendered, the power is not going to the vasana anymore. How? I mentioned that before. When you are doing the surrender, sharanagati happens, false ego goes away, isn't it? False ego goes away, ahangaram goes away. It is through ahangaram, the force from the soul comes to the vasanas to act. Yeah? Vasanas gets their power to act through false ego only. And if you have done sharanagati, ahangaram is not there anymore. Ahangaram is not there anymore. So therefore, that energy that is flowing from the soul to the vasanas to act does not get there. Do not get there. Do not get there to the vasanas. So therefore, vasanas, but still because the vasanas are very strong, and because the false ego has not gone completely from inside, there will be a tendency to act still. It will be there. And that's why Krishna is saying, Mama ashrite yatandiye, constantly taking my shelter means constantly in sharanagati state. If you continue the sadhana, it will wipe out the vasanas at the end. Vasanas will go. Then, in future, later on, I am the doer, that thought will not come. And you will not go and fall into the sense objects. And if without your knowledge, if it has happened, that's your destiny. That's all you can say about it. That's your destiny. And leave that to Krishna. If still it has happened, something has happened in spiritual life. whatever we have done, not voluntarily, unknowingly it has happened. Voluntarily what we do is that what we can control, isn't it? Whatever you are doing voluntarily, that you can control. You can have some control on that situation. Because you are doing it voluntarily, isn't it? Voluntarily you are going and doing it. That you can control by sharanagati, what you are doing voluntarily. What is coming through destiny, that you can't control. But there, Kripa Shakti, Krishna's Kripa, mercy will protect us at that time. When that happens, in a situation like that. Yeah. Even after surrendering, certain things, even if it happens to us, there will be, because due to some problems in the material body and the mind, we don't have to be frightened about that. We don't have to be frightened about that. But in all these things, 100% honesty is the most important thing. The honesty inside. That I've done it, surrendered it properly, surrendered myself, but things have still happened. We should not worry about that. But if you say that, in imagination only, oh, I have surrendered. I'm just imagining I have surrendered. Bhavana only. And then, on one's own, if he goes and does something which is nonsense, then that Kripa Shakti won't come. Krishna's mercy won't come. Krishna's mercy comes when we have followed all the rules, what Krishna has set up. If we follow all the rules, like Krishna says, the options are given, isn't it? First thing is Krishna says to us that the engage in the and separate the mind, body, intelligence from the soul and identify with the soul rather than with the non-self, which is this mind, body, intelligence, and develop that consciousness strongly inside so that all the time conscious of my real identity, which is soul, and stay in that that position all the time. And that is one thing. Secondly, if not, that cannot be done, then continuously surrender unto me, to that truth, what is inside. That is sharanagati. That I am not the doer, I am not the enjoyer, it's happening through me, Krishna is doing it, Krishna is the doer. Aham karta, aham bhokta has gone, that's been given to Krishna. If that is also not possible, keep in such a life in such a way that let anything happen in this world, Krishna will, his Kripa is coming to me, his Kripa Shakti will come to me. In that way, to take shelter and freeing oneself from forbidden activities, Nishiddha Karma. So, after saying that, Krishna is saying here that engage in sharanagati, one should depend on Kripa Shakti. Being in sharanagati state, one should depend on Kripa Shakti. Otherwise, if you do it in a false way, for example, saying to others, oh, I'm surrendered to Krishna, and then going and doing all sorts of things which are not a surrendered nature, then they will create new vasanas inside. Therefore, Krishna says here, because you have surrendered, does not mean the fire will not burn you. The fire will still burn you. Because you have surrendered does not mean the water will not moist you or wet you. It will make you feel wet. So, similarly, because you have surrendered does not mean that sense objects will not affect you. Therefore, Krishna says, Indriyasyarthe ragadvesho vyavasthito tayorna vasham agachel tayohyasya paribandhino. So, ragadvesho vyavasthito, Krishna says that Indriyasyarthe ragadvesho vyavasthito. Just because I have surrendered now, say I have surrendered, and after that, suppose I've got diabetes, and if I keep on eating laddu, you're not allowed to eat laddu, isn't it, when you have diabetes, because it's sweet and it will trigger. So, because of that, if I say to them that now that I've surrendered, I can eat plenty of laddus, that is not acceptable. Because it is diabetes who is coming and sitting in front of you in the form of laddu or jalebi. It is diabetes that is sitting there. So, jalebis in its subtle form is diabetes. This is an example to see the connection between the senses and the sense objects. So, we have to be conscious of these things, that the jalebi or laddu, it is sushmam. It's a subtle form, is diabetes coming to us. Both are connected to each other, isn't it? Similarly, one who has surrendered, who has done Sharanagati, and one who has not done Sharanagati, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Sannyasi, Grahastha, there is no difference. As far as sense objects are concerned, it will deal with everyone in the same way. Whether you are a Brahmana, whether you are a Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, Sannyasi, Grahastha, Vanaprastha, Brahmachari, doesn't matter. And one who has surrendered, one who has not surrendered, as far as sense objects are concerned, there is no difference. As far as sense objects are concerned, it deals with everyone in the same way. Therefore, Krishna is saying here, Ragadvesha Vivastitao. Because senses have got attachment to sense objects have got attachment to senses. Ragadvesham develops between senses and sense objects, isn't it? So, Krishna is saying here, Ragadvesha Vivastito. Indriyasyarthe Ragadvesha Vivastito. Krishna says. So, because of that, you don't have to smash the sense objects down. You don't have to do that. And you don't have to forcefully pull your senses also. Within your effort, you should try. Only thing is, on your own, you should not go looking for sense enjoyment. That's the main thing. That you on your own, go around looking for sense enjoyment. But at least you can do this much. Not allow yourself to go and fall into it. But if it happens, Krishna says that is not something to be blamed for anyone for that, because senses does not look at anyone. Everybody, including one who has surrendered, is also has to take the punishment from the sense objects. So on your own, you don't take the initiative to go and enjoy the senses. But Krishna says that is within your effort. Whether we fall on into the thorny bushes, whether you fall on it or the bushes falls on you, you are the one who is going to get hurt. Either way, isn't it? Bushes don't hurt. Therefore, whether sense objects attacks us or we go and jump into sense objects, we will suffer. we will suffer. But only thing is, when sense objects comes and falls on us, it will not be too as powerful as we go and jumping into senses. There's a big difference there. So, therefore, Krishna says here that if we go and fall into it, that nothing can be done. If you go and jump into it on your own, I cannot help you, he says. But when that comes and falls on you, that means this sense objects, if it comes and falls on us, then Krishna says there will be help coming from Krishna. That's another topic. Prakriti, material nature, has got two nature, Vidya, Avidya. In the Lalita Sahasranamam, material nature, Prakriti, Sri Parvati is addressed like this, Vidya, Avidya, Swarupini. Her form is like this. Vidya Swarupini is she. Avidya Swarupini is also her. Both are coming from her. Vidya, when Vidya catches you, or knowledge catches you, and both are there in the material nature. Both Vidya and Avidya is in the material nature. When Vidya Swarupam, that knowledge form of Sri Parvati catches us, and that is why we are able to sit in here in Srimad Bhagavatam. Otherwise, we won't hear Bhagavad Gita or Bhagavatam. Only when she has given us that permission to hear Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam, we can sit and hear Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam. Otherwise, we won't hear. I can tell you that. That is how it always happens. That there is some mercy, Kripa Shakti from material Prakriti is giving us. Therefore, we can sit and hear Srimad Bhagavatam. Often you can notice this. Sometimes people will think they'll come and hear Srimad Bhagavatam. They'll come and sit there. In 2 minutes, they are gone. Why? Prakriti has pulled, Avidya Shakti has come at that time. That's why they can't sit there. They'll go. They will not be able to sit there. Often you can notice this. You carefully observe things. And sometimes people will sit there, but you won't be able to take anything on board. Completely fall asleep or think, oh, it's all boring. I've heard all these things before. And what's new in there? And mind will go in all sorts of directions. Not able to take anything from there. So that is why Lalita Sahasranam says, Vidya Vidya Swarupini, two names given to her for Sri Parvati, Lalita Devi. Avidya means that intelligence is always engaged in sense enjoyment. Intelligence, getting absorbed in sense enjoyment. And will think that this is the biggest thing in life. Sense enjoyment is the biggest thing in life. That can happen in a gross level, in a very subtle level also. Most of the time that's what's happening, isn't it? Planning for the future and trying to find happiness and enjoyment in this world. And it'll, intelligence will constantly fall into that net. only when one leaves that to some extent, that Vidya Shakti, we will fall into her hands. To some extent, if we have come out of that, of this Avidya nature, only then Vidya nature will take care. We should not underestimate that when we hear Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, it's not happening due to our determination or due to our effort. It's happening because to some extent material nature has released us from her grip of Avidya. That's what is prompting us to come and listen and to think about it. Because at least at that point our mind is more peaceful and able to reflect on the truth what Krishna is talking about, isn't it? So even that is happening when Prakriti leaves us from that to some extent. Otherwise even that will not happen. That is Krishna's Kripa Shakti. Kripa Shakti comes in that form. We may think, oh, we have come on our own and I'm sitting here because I want to hear. No, that's not how it happens. That is not possible. That Kripa Shakti has brought us and kept us here to sit and listen. That is Krishna's mercy. That is Krishna's mercy. Otherwise, it won't happen. No matter what happens in life, so many things will come and go in this life. But in this short period, what we are in this world, even if a few hours of hearing Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam in this life is so valuable, nothing, nowhere else you will get it, and it will not happen. There is no guarantee that it will happen in the next life either. So this is such is the high position of Krishna's knowledge, transcendental knowledge in the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. All we have to do is not to go against that. When Kripa Shakti is coming, if we don't take that initiative not to block it. So, if it is like that, sadhana will not be very difficult. This Vidya Shakti or knowledge of the self will always be behind us. will always be behind this. That is why Krishna says there, in that verse, Tayornam Vashamagached. Have you noticed that third line in that? Tayor na Vashamagached. He says, eventually they will come around. Who? The senses. The senses will come around on the path of self-realization. Tayor na Vashamagached. Vashamagached means coming, bringing them under your control. Bringing them under your control. Tayor na Vashamagached. He says, till they come to your control, on your own, don't go and jump into sense enjoyment. That's all you have to take care. Why? Bahyasya. Tauhyasya paribandhino. Tauhyasya paribandhino. Because, just like this example, that tauhyasya paribandhino. Suppose with a lot of money in the pocket, you're walking around. How alert you will be, isn't it? I've got so much money, say, few thousand pounds in your pocket, and you are walking through the street. You'll be always alert about that, isn't it? You won't be very relaxed. You'll be conscious of that, that you are carrying so much money with them. Whether there are any thieves on the way or they will, dacoits or anybody like that. So similarly, those who are following this process of knowledge in their path, sense objects, attachment and aversion, they are the thieves who are ready to steal that from you. Who are ready to steal that from you. As soon as you have ragam and dvesham inside, attachment and aversion inside, immediately you can see that you are losing that peace inside what has come to you from satsangam. Once the ragadvesham comes in, the shanti that was inside is immediately lost. When we hear Bhagavad Gita, we experience a peace inside, isn't it? Because it is the truth what Krishna has spoken. So anytime association with the truth, after a certain time, all questions and answers come to a stop. All you want to do is to just to hear. You don't want to continuously question and get answers for that. In the early stages, this questioning will go on. But after a while, you have understood the seriousness of the message and you have got some faith in Krishna's words and you have started recognizing that this is the truth, what Krishna is saying. If that recognition starts coming from inside, the question and other things will stop. After that, all you want to do is to continuously hear and hear and hear so that it gets settled inside. That's all. That is common. It is like that all the time. But even then Krishna is saying there that even if you are in that jnana margam, ragadvesham and sense objects are the thieves there, still ready to disturb you. So you lose your peace. Many times people say like this, 8 or 10 days I have heard Srimad Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam and I was feeling very good after hearing the Bhagavad Gita. And then suddenly they say that after a few days I have lost it. People say like this, isn't it? That is the reason why we say that continuously you have to hear also. You cannot limit that to a few days program or a few hours program. Constant hearing is the only way you can block this. You can block it. Otherwise, senses or ragadvesham will develop inside. Ragadvesham will develop inside. And you will also notice, as much as you hear Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam on a regular basis for a long period of time, all this ragadvesham will never develop inside again. All the great devotees, jnanis, this is what their secret of success was. They gave importance to spiritual life as the topmost priority in life. Other things they have left it to the world. Let the world go on its own. You can't do anything about it. It's no point in and trying to adjust the situation and adjust the world. After executing all my family life, material life, everything, I'll take to spiritual life. It'll never happen. Because this material life, no matter how best you try to do it, it will all end up in more trouble. This is the experience of everybody. And that is what all the great devotees have spoken. All the great jnanis have said the same thing. That's why, as soon as you get the truth, and understand from Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam. Then after that, you should not waste a lot of time in questions, a lot of time in adjusting the material life. Rather, stick to the path what Krishna has spoken there and follow it through as best as one can in the life, because that's the only thing that will save us at the end. Other things will come and go. They won't stay. So, Krishna says here that always you can notice that where did this peace has gone, what you have got it before. In a few days you listened and you heard something, and if you constantly give attention, you can see that it didn't go on its own. We have given it up. We gave it up. How? So, we have kept in that consciousness so many holes through which that consciousness can go. And just like if there is a pot of water, if there are a few holes in that, through all that holes, the water will escape, isn't it, from the pot. Similarly, the some certain habits of the mind and the body, that is what is taking that away from us. That peace, what you have experienced in the satsangam. The peace that you have experienced, it's lost through this thing called mind and the body. Mind and the body. So, therefore, we have to guard against that. Not allow that peace, what we are getting from Bhagavad Gita, what we are getting from Srimad Bhagavatam, not to lose it. Not to lose it. And there is a limit for that. As much as, only up to a limit you can do that. You can't do that more than that. Up to a limit you can try and protect that peace within what you have got from Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. Whatever knowledge you have got from, or whatever devotion, bhakti you have felt from Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam, we should try to protect that. But that's only possible up to a limit. After that, we have to leave that to Krishna. Krishna's Kripa Shakti has to protect that. And only thing is, within our limits, we should try not to lose that. Or even though it may be very little, we should do that much. It is like this. An example is given like this. Suppose, in the darkness, you went to visit somebody into a village. And in the olden days, there was no electricity, isn't it? So everyone had lamps which people carried in the hand, isn't it? So they, when they go, you carry this lamp with you while going from, say, in the villages, it's quite common. It's not there anymore. Now everywhere there is electricity and street lights and all kinds of things and torches, most advanced techniques. But in the olden days, people had, you could buy these. You don't see them anymore in the shops. Yeah, they will make this and they'll sell them. And generally, people will buy them in the evening if they have to walk a long distance to their village or something, because there's no transport facility. They know they have to go to dark. So they will light this huge torch, and holding this in the hand, they will walk through the road, because they know on the road, on their path is not very easy, and there could be sometimes snakes and things like that. So they need some light, and they can't see. There is no, if especially when there is no moonlight, it's more difficult, isn't it? Completely total dark in the villages. So that's when they use that. So what normally happens is that they go to visit somebody, and they're if they have to leave at the night time, the person whom you have visited, they will hand over to you one to take it with you to while walking back. So when you're walking back with that in the hand, only for a small area around you, you can see with that torch, with that light, isn't it? Only a small area you can see with that. So similarly, our limit is also very limited. Our strength, our capacity is also very limited. That to small extent you can protect all these things instead of falling into sense enjoyment or developing a lot of ideas in the head to enjoy the world and or all other kinds of distractions in life. Yeah, everything else is a distraction from spiritual life. You have to remember that. Your office life, family life, social life, these are all distractions from the spiritual life. In spiritual life, they just come and take your time away. That's all they do. Nothing else. Spiritual life, what you need, mostly in spiritual life, what you need is the time. Nothing else you need.
All you need is the time. And that is the most valuable thing, and that they take you away from you. So you can imagine how powerful they are, isn't it? So they have wasted your time. And at the last minute, it's too late to do anything. When we have to leave the body, at that time, we think we had enough time to run our family, to run our office life, and run our career or profession, or whatever that is. And then at the last minute, you are seeing that body is not allowing anything to do. Body shows its own problems, and then all you can do is to quit, exit this world in distress, isn't it? So this is the lesson to learn. That Krishna is saying here that that to what extent it help, it will carry on unlimited distance, it will keep on going, but the torch won't be show, but on the other hand, Krishna's mercy has to come and help at that point. Then that is what it is called Kripa. That's why it's called Kripa. So, only thing we have to do in sense enjoyment, we on our own don't go and fall into it. On our own, we don't go and fall into it. What is the, how to do that? According to our nature, or according to the parampara, whatever we have gone through, or according to the way it has come to us in life, and whatever karmam or sadhana has come to us, to do that without any desire for that, the results to come from that. And if we execute that, as I mentioned yesterday, Krishna is slowly taking us to varnashrama dharmam's important. That's what he is saying, all these things. That being situated in the Sharanagati state, whatever that is coming to us, accepting that, that has happened due to either due to prarabdham or due to our vasana, it has come. And accepting the work what we have to do in this world, in that state, if we do it in that way, and live in this world without expectation of trying to make a big issue out of it, of this thing called work. Not to make it that this is the whole life is centered around this thing called work, and career, and profession, and all these kind of things. If you don't, if you do like that, Krishna says here that it will put you into the right track in life if you act in that way. Often people ask this question, isn't it? What should I do? Am I a Brahmana? Am I a Kshatriya? Am I a Vaishya? Am I a Shudra? All these questions, devotees also ask this question. And they are trying to do everything based on their false ego inside. It's a false ego that is making them to think in that direction, because they want to be all Brahmanas only. They don't want to be anything lower than that. And this is not Varnashrama Dharmam. Varnashrama Dharmam is actually controlled by vasana inside of a person. So Krishna, Varnashrama Dharmam is not competing each other. This is not Varnashrama Dharmam. You see, this thing called competition is a modern thing in this modern world. Yeah, they say that you have to be competitive, isn't it? It's a worst thing to happen to a person, this mentality, this competitive mentality. And once that gets in, Srimad Bhagavatam will be very difficult for such people. Narmatsaranam satam, isn't it? Narmatsaranam is malsarim. Malsarim is called competition. So this competition, Krishna is saying here, should not be in while working in this world. While working in this world, competition should not be there. Now, we know very well, we can't change this world. World will go on its own way. But if you want spiritual life, then you have to little bit give up this world also from inside. So Krishna is saying here that without any, without all the activities, if you act, take it like this, that my swabhavam is like this, my nature is like that, so I've got this work in front of me, what I have to do. Or it has happened to me in a traditional way. Traditional way means through father to son, isn't it? That's how the parampara way of living in this world. Like we have all kinds of people, isn't it? Goldsmith, and they do family business. It comes through in that way, isn't it? Similarly, Brahmanas also, they have as a family business, they take to teaching, and they take to their duties as a Brahmana's duty. And the Kshatriyas also, they also do their own thing, administration, protection and all that. And Vaishyas, they do their business of agriculture, farming, cow protection and all that. And others who have none of these activities, they serve all the other three according to their capacity, they should serve them. This is Varnashrama Dharma, in general I'm saying. But in all these things, Krishna says, while engaging in that activity, the stress is not given for the results what's coming from. The result-oriented is all modern things, isn't it? Everything has to be result-oriented. And accordingly, this you can see how much damage this modern education is doing to our own consciousness. First of all, it makes us this mentality of competition inside. Secondly, it generates this false idea that everything should be result-oriented. Why should it be result-oriented? After all, what is this result we are talking about? All relationship with the body, isn't it? And body will go one day, no matter what result you have got at the end. None of them is taking you to the truth, anywhere near to the truth. So much ignorance is pumped in, and then we feel this pressure throughout life, for unnecessarily. And we are forced to do so many things. And what happens at this time is, you have to see the Krishna's logic behind it. If you become this mentality inside of competition develops, what will happen is, you will leave your dharma and you'll go and start doing others' dharma. Because the world will start saying, this dharma is better than the other dharma. Somebody says, doctor's profession is better than the profession of a plumber or a sweeper or something like that, right? Or so many other professions also. Lawyer's profession is better than a driver's profession. Like this, people will start comparing from one profession to another. Because society is saying, this profession is superior, that profession is inferior. Or this profession is giving you more money, that profession is giving you less money. In this way, if it develops, Krishna says, there will be problem. That means two things have entered into your heart. One is competition and the other one is expectation of results. Both have become very strongly on a subtle level, it has entered inside. And once that has entered inside, what happens? Then you start comparing all professions. Every profession is important in this world, but Krishna says there that in Varnashrama Dharma, when Krishna instituted Varnashrama Dharma in this world, ashram varnas were not competing each other. They did not compete each other. Every varnam did their job according to that varnam. That's all. No brahmana ever told a shudra, you are a shudra, I am a superior to you. One brahmana will never speak like that. Nor a kshatriya will say to anyone. On the other hand, kshatriya will respect the brahmana for him being the guiding force in the society. These are all the good side of Varnashrama Dharma. And when we have broken down the barriers between one varnam to another varnam, what has happened is, one varnam who was supposed to do varnam, he has broken and gone to the other. Naturally, the other one will come to this. You can't stop that. Is it not? You cannot stop it. This is the difficulty. This is how Varnashrama Dharma broke down. Ever since we were educated in this modern way to think that this competition should be there. Result-oriented activity should be there. Everything is based on performance, isn't it? Performance-related, they call it. And if you make people to give this as the priority in life, what will happen? This is what will happen. That education is what that has broken our Varnashrama Dharma system. Not anything else. This is the reason behind it. That ever since we had this education from the West, in India, this is what has happened. There was no ill feelings between Brahmana or a Kshatriya or a Vaishya or a Shudra. They all did their life because they knew that it is only a job at the end they have to do for maintaining the body. Knowledge of the self is superior to all these things. Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, all of them practice spiritual life. But for bodily maintenance, they had to work. In that way, there was no competition. And there was no result-oriented activity either. But what has happened now? And there was no stress in the society. There was nobody was living under stress. It didn't happen. But today what we have done with these two things, result-oriented activity and also this performance-related activity and also the competition, two things that has come from the modern world has killed Varnashrama Dharma. That's how Varnashrama Dharma was lost. And then what Varnashrama Dharma was misunderstood as jadi and all that, they call it, isn't it? And these people are saying, teaching, or got this famous caste system in India and all that. They talk about all these things. And our leaders also are saying the same thing now there, that we should not have this caste system and all kinds of things. And in the schools and colleges, they are teaching how bad this caste system is. Everybody is equal and everyone should be think in the, independent way. So what has happened now? We have got a society there, completely low class. This is the sad side of it. Totally low class. Everyone has taken up everybody else's profession. We are not saying that we should not do the work in this world, but keeping the priority on the spiritual side, if the work is not done, and if you break this law, Krishna is saying here, the result will be very disaster, and that disaster we are experiencing there now. We are experiencing there. Sometimes it's interesting to look at this way. When you see that life there, what has happened, trained in the olden days, how they lived and executed peacefully a society, and when you see a society here, which is completely without any varnam, no ashram like that, you cannot distinguish who belongs to which class. How do you know someone? Sometimes some people who are in very top positions in the industry or business, when you see some of their activities, you start getting disturbed. He's supposed to be a top class person and he's acting in the most low class way. And similarly, on the other hand, sometimes someone who is engaged in the very low class activities, he's showing also sometimes some top class behavior from him. So all this is confusion in the society. All this is confusion in the society. So Krishna is saying to us that if we keep on thinking like this, there are so many possibilities of senses, senses falling into the sense objects. And there's a main problem is that if this happens is that we will go and start doing the dharma of others. We'll go and starting the dharma of others. And that way, the senses will fall into the sense objects. Many things. Therefore, best thing is to accept that karma that has come to us in a natural way, which has come to us by our destiny, whatever karma has been given, to take it and to live through that. And that will make us mature in due course. Make us mature as in due course. Because karma will leave us at some point if we follow that route, what Krishna has spoken about. That means, Varnashrama Dharma, in that way, with that consciousness, if you do the work in this world, it does not matter that today in the world there is no Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra division like that. But in your consciousness and vasanas, there is a certain way of working in this world. If you do that work in that way, with the understanding that Krishna has spoken before, that means not to engage in this competition business and not looking for the results only doing the work. These are the two major things Krishna found fault with this system when there is no Varnashrama Dharma. If you do like that, Krishna says there that it will be that great danger which otherwise will happen can be avoided. What does Krishna call as the great danger? The greatest danger, Krishna says, is that crossing over from one's dharmam to another's dharmam. That means you have one particular vasana in a particular way to function, that working along with that vasana is your swadharmam. But instead of doing that, if you go and do somebody else's dharmam for which you have no vasana, Krishna considers that as the greatest mistake to do. He even told Arjuna, didn't he? That, as I mentioned before, if you make Arjuna as a pujari, that will be the greatest mistake to do to Arjuna. Why? While doing the arati, also you'll be thinking that Duryodhana, how to deal with him. So that's not the right thing for Arjuna to happen. The same thing with every one of us. Krishna is saying here, again he will repeat this. This is the biggest mistake in the thing to do in this world. That is what is the next verse. Shreyan Swadharmo Vigunal. Shreyan Swadharmo Vigunal. പരധർമാൽ സ്വനുഷ്ഠിതാൽ സ്വധർമ്മേ നിധനം ശ്രേയ പരധർമ്മോ ഭയാവഹ ശ്രേയാൻ സ്വധർമ്മോ വിഗുണ പരധർമാൽ സ്വനുഷ്ഠിതാൽ സ്വധർമ്മേ നിധനം ശ്രേയ പരധർമ്മോ ഭയാവഹ. Translation: It is better to discharge one's prescribed duties, even though they may be faulty, than another's duties. Destruction in the course of performing one's own duty is better than engaging in another's duty, for to follow another's path is dangerous. The path is dangerous. So you can't say this to the modern world, can you? They won't accept it. They won't accept it. But modern world is based on one principle: competition. You have to compete all the time, isn't it? And not only that, you have to be on the top. You have to be on the top. That means you have to be continuously in stress and continuously disturbed, and live your life like that in this world and die and go from here. That's all. So Krishna's solution is that, that is why this Varnashrama Dharma was brought in, that people don't feel stressed in life. They live peacefully in this world. ശ്രേയാൻ സ്വധർമ്മോ വിഗുണാൽ പരധർമാ സ്വനുഷ്ഠിതാൽ സ്വധർമ്മേ നിധനം ശ്രേയ പരധർമ്മോ ഭയാവഹ. കൃഷ്ണ യൂസസ് ദാറ്റ് ഇറ്റ് ഈസ് മോർ വെരി ഫ്രൈറ്റനിങ് വെൻ വൺ ഹാസ് ടു ഡു സംബഡി എൽസസ് ധർമ്മം. ഇറ്റ് ഈസ് എ ഇമ്പോർട്ടൻറ്റ് പോയിന്റ്. ഇഫ് വി ആർ ഓണസ്റ്റ് ടു അവർ സെൽവ്സ് ആൻഡ് വി അക്സെപ്റ്റ് ദാറ്റ് ദിസ് ഈസ് മൈ വാസനാസ് ഇസ് ലൈക്ക് ദിസ് ഐ വിൽ സ്റ്റേ വിത്ത് ദാറ്റ് ഐ വോണ്ട് ടേക്ക് എൻ ആർട്ടിഫിഷ്യൽ റോൾ ഇൻ ദിസ് വേൾഡ് വിച്ച് ഐ ആം നോട്ട് which I am not, then you won't cause any problems to others. But artificially, if you put up some show saying that I am this, I am that, and mislead the world, Krishna says, Bhayavaha, that is frightening. That's frightening. We'll discuss it tomorrow. All glory to Srila Prabhupada.